Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here. We're down in Guyana with Shane, Rob, Peter, Abraham, Steve, Solomon,
hey,
Paul Wittenberger. In total, we have a team of 9 guys down here. We had 73 people saved today just through, you know, one-on-one soul winning. And we preached in one school that had about 200 students. And we preached in another school that had about 500 students, and they're raising their hands to receive Christ as Savior. We don't know how many of them got saved, but 73 people that we dealt with one-on-one. And then you guys had, 16 saved yesterday,
yeah, 16
before we even got here, right?
Well, yeah, yesterday we arrived and we went to, we visited some people, some family members, because that's how this all started, just going down to visit a family member. And then we just started soul winning as soon as we got to the house where my aunt was, and got 2 people saved there. And then Rob went down on the street and witnessed a couple of people, got them saved, and then just kept going. Like 10:15, we were still on the street. I witnessed the 2 kids, and then they got saved, and they went home and told their parents, and the parents came in. And
they got saved too?
No, they didn't get saved. We were working on them, but it didn't work.
But they listened, at least.
They listened, definitely, yeah.
So Rob, what about today?
Yeah, today was amazing. I mean, we went to a whole bunch of schools, preached in, I think, 2 of them. I'm just blown away down here by how receptive people are and the fact that there's so many schools to preach at. It's just unbelievable. Like, one thing I wish is we just had more people here to do the work. So all I can say is I just want to encourage anyone else that's thinking about, you know, coming down to Guyana, because I know we're going to do some future trips and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I just encourage you to come down and just help out, because we need more laborers.
Well, and go out to Malawi in April, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Malawi in
April. You guys going to Malawi?
Yep.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Peter, any highlights for today?
Yeah, it was a great day. The first school we went to, I just preached to like a couple groups of like 2 or 3 kids, and I'm just going to count 1 from each group. But at the second school we went to, I started off preaching to like a group of 2 girls, and eventually there was like 35 kids just surrounding me. I don't know how many of them got saved, but there was also some resistance. At the first school we went to, I was just about to pray with this girl who was really receptive, and one of the administrators kicked me out and said, "You got to go and you can't come back."
So, yeah, but at least they got the whole gospel.
She got the whole gospel, and I was able to like, you know, slip her some extra material so she could call upon the name of the Lord.
And we set up an appointment for you to preach on, is that tomorrow?
Hopefully I have my voice tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow at 12:15, you're going to preach to a Bible club of about 30-some students.
That'll
yes,
be cool. Sir, yep.
Awesome.
That's cool.
Abraham?
Well, I think it's been an amazing day today. A lot of people got saved. I was able to witness to 4 people, 4 girls, at this one of the schools that we were at. And before you know it, there were like other 10 kids, another 10 girls surrounding us.
They all wanted to hear it.
They all wanted to hear the gospel. They were, it was amazing. I was asking them questions, and they were all answering. And when we prayed, they were all praying around me. It was something I never experienced before. And yesterday, going out day back, but yesterday I was able to witness to one kid. His name was Omar. While I was waiting at the airport for you guys to arrive.
Yeah.
So I was able to witness to this kid, and I can't believe he got saved. And it's just been an amazing day. We've seen a lot of people saved today. So, amen.
Yep. Steve?
I tell you, it's the greatest day I've ever been in. And I was worried about finances. I was reluctant to come. And Rob and Shane peer pressured me into. And I told God Monday, I said, "Hey, I got the tickets. I'm not going to worry about it. You're going to have to take care of my bills." And when I left Friday, my bank account was full. And better than I've ever seen in a long time. And,
amen.
And boy, you start talking to people, and people just keep showing up and showing up. You start off with a few, and then you get more and more and more. They're so open and so receptive, and I wish the U.S. was that way.
All right, Solomon, you look like you're sweating, man. Is it pretty hot down here?
It's pretty hot, humid, but nice. I got 3 people saved today with a couple of maybes, but I'm just counting 3.
A little different than soul winning in the U.S.?
A little different. Well, everybody wants to listen. Like, when you were walking to the kitchen, you offered them, they never turned you down, ever. Then they all want the DVDs, and they all want one of every kind. So, yes. Because I made them think of handing two different kinds, and they all want every kind. So, but yeah, they all want, like, I haven't been turned down once yet.
And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. The new cover was not found written in the Book of Life, which cast into the lake of fire. But see, the lake of fire is called the second death. Maybe that's where our body dies. It dies, too.
Paul?
Well, I mean, today's just been going great. We did two schools today. The second school was my favorite just because there's so many people.
Well, the kids were really attentive at the second school, right?
Yeah.
There were like 500 to 600 students, and they listened.
I think it's about the same number of kids in Botswana as here. But yeah, I feel like the kids here just like were so receptive. Every single one of them raised their hands like, whoa.
Yeah.
It was crazy. Yeah, it was a really great experience. I'm glad I'm here. I got... two people saved today, so yeah.
And you filmed a lot of really nice footage too, right?
Yeah, we filmed both sermons.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, so we walk into the principal's office at the second school we preached at. This is the one that had maybe like 550 to 600 students, and she was like, "Now, what is it that you guys are going to talk about today?" You know, and I said, "Well, what do you want me to preach about?" You know, just to kind of see if there was something specific that she wanted me to cover. Then I would love to help them out with that. You know, as long as I can preach the word of God, and then as long as I can tie it in with the gospel and make sure they all get the gospel. So she brought up the fact that they've had this big problem in Guyana with young people in high schools actually making like pornographic videos, like actually uploading video of, you know,
as a dare.
Yeah, it's like a dare of, you know, and we're not even gonna mention, she told us what the dare was, but I'm not even gonna mention what it was. It was so bad. But she was just saying that her school, it had not been a problem because she seemed like she ran a pretty tight ship at that school. But she said other schools in Guyana had had a scandal with this, and that these videos were being uploaded, and then they're being found on porn sites and everything, and so it was just a really bad thing. So she said, you know, if you can preach something to do with that. So I told her, I said, well, you know, I love preaching against sin, you know, hard preaching. So I preached a sermon just about fornication, and I kind of just roughly alluded to that scandal, and I talked about how, you know, once you upload stuff to the internet, it's there forever. And just the foolishness of young people who would commit fornication, first of all, because, you know, fornication is a wicked sin. And just, you know, getting involved in these videos, whether you're uploading them, sharing them, viewing them, these obscene videos that they're producing. So I preached, you know, what they wanted me to preach in that sense. I preached against the videos. I preached about fornication, adultery, tattoos. Just I was kind of just a theme of making decisions that permanently affect your life.
Are committing fornication, and they're even so stupid that they would not only commit fornication, but they would actually put a picture of that or a video of that online. Now, fornication is when you have sex outside of marriage. And the Bible tells us that any sex outside of marriage is a sin. It's fornication. God has called us to be pure. God has called us to be clean and to go to our wedding day pure. And we should only be with that one person until death do us part. You know, I thank God that when I married my wife, when I was 19 years old, I married my wife, and that was the first woman that I'd ever been with. I did not commit to that. I mean, the world today, the world glorifies sin. The world glorifies evil. And they're trying to deceive even young people like you to go out and commit fornication and be so foolish as to put a picture or a video of something online. Now let me explain something to you.
And then I just kind of brought it all back to the gospel.
Right now, dear Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. I know I deserve hell. But I believe that you died on the cross for all of my sins and rose again. Please save me right now and give me eternal life. I'm only trusting you, Jesus. Amen. All right, now if you meant that and you believe on Jesus as your Savior, then the Bible says you're saved. Because the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But here's the thing about that. When you believe on Jesus,
You're a child of God. You're a, you know, God is your father. You're his child. Now, I have 9 children at home. Yeah, I have 9 children. This guy right here, who's drinking the bottle right there, that's my oldest son. But he has 8 younger brothers and sisters. If my son disobeys me, if he breaks the rules, do you think I'm just going to look at my son and say, that's okay, son. Just do what you want to do. Is that what you think I'm going to do? No. If he breaks the rules, he's going to be punished. But am I going to throw him out of the family and tell him you're not my son anymore? No, I'm not. It's the same way with God. Once you believe on Jesus Christ, you're his son. You're his daughter. You're his child. If you break God's rules, he's going to give you a whooping. But that's going to happen in this life. That happens on this earth. But here's the good news. He's not going to throw you out of the family. He's not going to send you to hell. Once you've believed on him, your sins are forgiven. But he will still spank you. He'll still whip you when you disobey in this life. And bad things will happen to you if you live a wicked life. If you go out and live a life of fornication, if you get involved in these videos that are going around online, if you get around involved in either watching the videos or uploading the videos or sharing the videos, God is going to punish you. God is going to whip you, and I guarantee you, he's going to whip you a lot harder than I would whip my son. God can whip you harder than that. Okay? So you need to understand that whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, the Bible says, and scourges every son whom he receives. So, you don't want to be disciplined by God. You better obey God's commandments. Now, obeying the commandments is not how you get into heaven. You get into heaven just by believing in Jesus. Okay, that's a free gift into heaven. But once you're God's child, you can either be a good child and be blessed, or you can be a bad child and get a constant whipping from God. And I don't know about you, but I don't want God to constantly whip me in my life. I don't want God to spank me. I don't want God to chastise me. So I'm going to keep his commandments. You know, I want to follow the Bible and follow his word. So it's very important that you understand that right now, the way that you live your life right now at this age is going to determine how you live for the rest of your life. Because right now you're building habits and patterns and your personality is being developed. You need to decide right now that you're going to serve God. Because let me tell you something. When I was your age, that I'd already made a decision. I want to live for the Lord. I already made a decision that I love the Bible. I love church. I love God. I want to obey Jesus. I want to keep his commandments. You have to start making those decisions right now at your age. If you want to live for him when you're my age, you got to start when you're your age and live for him. Now, before we let you go today, we want to give you all a very special gift. We brought some DVDs from the United States, some Bible DVDs, some Christian DVDs, and we want to make sure that every single person gets one of these DVDs that we have for you. And the purpose of this DVD is to help you grow in faith and learn more about the Bible. And we want, who's got a DVD player at home? Put up your hand if you have a DVD player or a computer or something playing. Yeah, so I want you all, who's, everybody listen up. I want you guys to decide right now that you're going to watch that DVD.
So, yeah, I think it went pretty well.
I think everyone loved it. There was a huge round of applause at the end. And, you know, even the teachers came up to us and wanted some DVDs at the end. So.
Yeah, they wanted one of each.
Yeah.
Set them all up with one of each.
Some of the teachers got with us too as well.
Yeah, did you guys get any of the teachers saved?
Yeah, well, we stayed back after and talked to like a group of the teachers and stuff, and you know they were real receptive, but they were still kind of hung up on like they thought that you could lose your salvation. Mm-hmm. There was and kind of while Shane and I were there talking to them, you know they started you know getting distracted and stuff. And
right.
There was only 2 left over. There was a teacher and then there was a student. The student was a Seventh-day Adventist, and he had some. Was like, well, if you keep sitting, then that means you're not really saved, and you got to have the works, and we kind of debunked that.
Did he ever get it?
He got it at the end.
Oh, great.
You know, we didn't pray or anything, but by the end of the conversation, yeah. me, Shane, and those 2 people were like the only 2 people left.
Yeah.
And then the lady that was there, she got it too. So yeah. We're not really going to count them.
Yeah.
But
I mean, here's the thing, people. I mean, when we say we had 73 people saved, I mean, that's people that we personally talked to one-on-one, and they gave us a clear answer that they understood it, and they were answering the questions right,
and they knew for sure. I mean, there were a lot of maybes out there today because, you know, we give the gospel to, like, I started talking to four people, and then next thing I know, there's just 10 other people just surrounding me. But, I only counted the four that I was actually interacting with start to finish. Hundreds and hundreds of other people heard the gospel, and scores of maybes. But, you know, just 73 that we were dealt with one-on-one, let alone, you know, 500-some students, they're all raising their hands to receive Christ. We don't know their hearts, you know, we don't know those. But 73 for sure. I mean, that's amazing.
Well, tomorrow's a big day, I mean.
Yeah, tomorrow we're scheduled to preach in four schools tomorrow.
Yeah.
All day today, going into these high schools, every single person that I walked up to and asked them, do you know for sure if you die today, you go to heaven? And, you know, what do you think a person has to do to get into heaven? No one gave me the right answer beforehand. So I'm telling you, these people down here are lost. You know, and they may be some kind of Christian denomination. You know, there's a lot of just Pentecostal, Seventh-day Adventist, Catholic, Baptist, Protestant, whatever. But I'm telling you, out of all the teenagers I talked to today, every single one of them was not saved until we preached the gospel. Now, I know some of the other guys ran into some that were already saved. But I'm telling you, the vast majority down here are lost, but they will get saved if you give them the gospel. So, you know, our goal is to preach in 111 schools in the next 2 years down here and just reach an entire generation with the gospel. This place is wide into harvest. It's awesome. So, all right, God bless you, and we'll keep you updated.